This segment is brought to you in association with Export Barbados, BIDC. Export Barbados.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Export Passport Radio Show, where we discuss everything to do with exports in Barbados. My name is Tahir Babulia, your host for part two of our interview with Mr. Joshua Fort, CEO of Red Diamond Compost, live from the floor of the Agri Investment Forum and Expo in Georgetown, Guyana.
Josh, how important is exporting in the broader picture of things for a small business like yours, Red Diamond Compost? You gave the public an introduction. How important is exporting in all of this?
Exporting is absolutely important. You know, we may be a small business, but we have big dreams and big vision. And that's the key thing. So we have to be thinking about it from that perspective. We got to think about where we're trying to get to and start operating within that frame of mind from now. So for us, from the intellectual property behind the inventions, the formulations, and those types of things that we create, we are looking at how do we replicate this in other territories across the world. So the export mindset is critical for us to be able to facilitate this, for us to be able to achieve this vision of not only us in Barbados or us in the Caribbean, but the entire world to have access to the cleanest and most nutrient-rich food. It has to be from an export mindset.
This is totally correct, Josh. And we must really start to look at exporting as a serious venture. We at Export Barbados really help facilitate those businesses in getting to export, getting into those markets that are needed. We have a goal of reaching $1 billion in exports by 2030, and we want to help everyone along on this journey. But one final question, Josh. Give the public one final thing. What does the public need to know about Josh and Red Diamond Compost moving forward?
The one thing that you would need to know is that everything that we do at Red Diamond is always for the people. For the people is actually, you could say, a mantra that we live by, that we operate on. Everything that we create, everything that we do is always first from that perspective of for the people. How would this benefit the people? And then we figure out how do we make it sustainable? How do we make it work well for business? And everything else falls into place. So one of the things that I appreciate so much is the fact that Export Barbados has created the opportunity for us to even be here at the event, for us to be facilitated in engaging with not only other businesses across the region, but even government officials and entities as well. And again, as I said, the export mindset is paramount to our success, and Export Barbados is the place for us to get the support that we need and get the results that we want to see.
Thank you, Josh. This was certainly a really good interview for me. I learned a lot, and I really do believe that the public will learn a lot from this as well. And I wish you all the best in your journey. We pray for continued success. Thank you, Josh.
Thank you. I'm much appreciated.
Unfortunately, we've come to the end of the show today, but thank you for listening. At Export Barbados, we are here to grow local exporting by supporting your export efforts, whether great or small. You can contact us at 427-5350, and you can follow us on all of our social media platforms at Export Barbados, BIDC. Live from Georgetown, Guyana, at the Investment Agri Forum Expo, Tahir Babulia. Oh, thank you.
This segment was brought to you in association with Export Barbados BIDC.